Hi, my love. I'm so glad you can make it. But then again, I don't think anyone would turn down a free vacation. Oh, these guys? They're my new bodyguards. My uncle was assassinated a few days ago. So, you know, I figured it couldn't hurt to up my security a bit. They shouldn't bother us at all, though. They're just here for peace of mind. Is that all you have with you? Just one piece of luggage? Well, okay, I hope you have everything you need. Oh, and here's some water, by the way. Drink some. You're gonna want to be plenty hydrated for the first activity I have planned when we arrive. Tastes good, right? It's the kind of water only rich people can get. Tastes like it was, like, harvested from the springs of Olympus. Or at least how I picture Olympus. I always picture the Greek gods somewhere picturesque. Refreshing taste, huh? Or maybe that's the taste of some yummy sedatives I mixed in. I wonder. Oh, you're starting to pass out already. Agents Baker and Smith, grab him and carry him up the jet, please. Thank you. Wakey wakey, handsome. How are you feeling? Well rested? That's good. Do you remember anything about how we got here? Oh, and there's the freak out. Relax. You don't want me to have the bodyguards hold you down, do you? Okay, good. So, let me explain. We're not going to Bora Bora, my private jet. Well, we did take my private jet, but we took it to Florida, where we then boarded my new yacht. We're just crossing the Tropic of Cancer in the Bahamas, I think. Or at least that's what the captain told me. So at first when I thought of this plan, I wanted to keep you here on the yacht. I mean, it's like a whole house here. I did not skimp on anything in this damn boat. And the only female face you'd ever see again is my gorgeous face. Hence why all the staff here is male. I mean, as if I'd let another girl get close to you again. Oh, do you remember our first date? When I went to the bathroom for a bit immediately after we ordered our food? Yeah, I was puking. Like, literally throwing up. It was really gross. But, ugh, I was so disgusted. I mean, that female waitress smiled at you when you ordered. Can you believe that? I mean, basically undoing you with her eyes with that smile. I could see it. I could tell, okay? A girl can tell. I could tell. And then you smiled at her when she collected our menus. It drove me nuts. I mean, a normal person could say it was just politeness and etiquette. But, well, I guess after being rich my whole life and basically having the whole world revolve around me, I don't like it when people aren't 100% with me. And in your case, since you're my boyfriend, that means 100% no contact with like half the population ever again. Of course, that was my first thought, but then I tried to be more considerate and think of you. And no matter how grand this yacht is, eventually you'll probably get like cabin fever or want to be on land again, whatever. So I thought maybe a private island could work, but it'd be like almost as isolated as keeping you on a boat. So you'd probably get bored with that, and eventually you'd want to go to the movies for something big like that Spider-Man crossover movie people were making a big deal about a few years ago. Or a roller coaster, or to get frozen yogurt. I don't know, but the point is that I realized a private island wouldn't make you that happy either. So you can go ahead and be thankful already, by the way. I think as far as being an obsessed crazy girlfriend goes, you basically won the lottery that is a billionaire who chose you. Because trust me, you are so perfect that if I didn't ask you out a year ago, some other girl was going to and they'd probably become just as obsessed with you as I am. But they wouldn't be rich, so you'd be trapped in some dingy basement somewhere with the roaches. Instead, you got the most beautiful, rich, and loving girl possible, which is why I decided that we'll travel constantly. Well, our constant will be this yacht, where we can put stuff like souvenirs or whatever. But every few months, we'll go to a new country with our luggage packed, stay in a huge house or a penthouse rental. And when the next few months are up, we'll go to the next country or province or state or prefecture, whatever it is. So now we can live normally in terms of you being able to go outside. But what makes me happy is that I'll be with you 100% of the time. And we keep moving, so there's no way you can form an attachment to anyone or any place. Your only constant will be me. And if you think about it, you're basically doing the whole travel the world thing people wish they could do. And you're doing it in luxurious accommodations, and it's all paid for. And with a cute girl by your side to do it with, I mean, you're living the dream. So, have I sold you on the idea? What's there to miss anyway, you know, back where we were? Anything you used to do there, now you can do it in Korea or New Zealand or Switzerland. It's gonna be great. And before you start with the whole, but my family and friends, I've had them my whole life, I don't wanna blah blah blah, I'll allow you to see them. And by you, I mean we will go back home every Christmas, New Year's season for like 2 weeks. So, like December 20th through January 3rd. And you can keep your phone and everything. I've taken the liberty of deleting all girls' contacts and accounts in there that weren't close family. So you can text your friends or family whenever as well. So, totally doable, right? Right? That's what you're thinking. It has to be what you're thinking. Just in case it's not what you're thinking, keep in mind I can ruin your family and friends' lives if you don't cooperate with me. In the snap of a finger, I could have all of them fired from their job. And it'd be a real shame if their car stopped working shortly after, along with the pipes bursting, and you get the idea. Don't worry though, remember, that's only if you resisted my plan. And I can tell that you seemed a bit excited about it. I mean, who wouldn't be? Oh, and of course, everywhere we go, we'll have a huge TV and gaming setups as well. I mean, as if I'd go a day without playing Dead by Daylight. So, yeah. What's that for? Yeah, I am the best Yandere ever. Yandere, not deer. What, I thought you were saying I was like a deer in a weird way. What's a Yandere? Oh, so basically me, a crazy obsessive girl. That's cool. Wait a damn minute. You mean you're into me being a crazy girlfriend? Yay! Oh, see, I knew you were perfect. Oh, here's your gift for being so gracious. Your first Rolex. And, tracking device. So wear it all the time for me, okay? Yes, even in the shower, it's waterproof. Oh yeah, and just tell me if you lose it. I mean, I'm rich. It's not like a few, like, $50,000 is gonna hurt me. I'll just get you a new one. Aw, you're welcome, my love. There is plenty more gifts to come. Mwah. So, where should we live first? We're in the Bahamas, so I was thinking maybe St. Lucia or the British Virgin Islands? Oh, yeah, I guess the Bahamas would be the obvious choice right now, but I want to go somewhere a bit less touristy for our first tropical place. Or we can just, like, I guess use this yacht like a cruise ship. We can stop by everywhere. Let's see on the map. We could do the Bahamas, then port stop at Puerto Rico, port stop at, St. Kitts, and St. Lucia. I don't know, maybe we can just stop by, like, all the islands? Yeah, that sounds good. Okay. Yeah, and then after, to balance it out, after you do all the islands, I'm thinking maybe somewhere in Asia. I don't know, just something totally different, you know? I just really want to see the world with you. I mean, I know I'm rich and everything, but I actually haven't gone to many places. All my family had me do growing up was a bunch of boring stuff. I mean, yes, I know, like, 6 languages now, but who cares? I just want to be with you. Seriously, why don't they teach that? How to be with your lover. That'd be way better than etiquette classes and horseback riding, right? Maybe I'm just too biased. I don't know, maybe I'm not meant to be a rich person. Well, that's not true. I wouldn't be able to do this with you. I guess I just want to be a boring rich person. I don't want to know any of that fancy stuff or talents or whatever. I mean, seriously, what am I gonna do with ballet now? I'm not a dancer. I'm just, like, me. So, yeah, I guess let's go ahead and do it. I just want to laze out. We'll play games at wherever we're at, and we'll just, like, do the touristy things, get coffee at a shop. It'll be great. Oh, we're gonna have so much fun together, darling. So, I guess I should show you the rest of the yacht, huh? Thank you for listening. I have a Patreon with exclusive content and a Ko-Fi for audio commissions. I hope you have a wonderful day or night, and don't forget to subscribe. Mwah.